This show is a production of LifeSpring Media and is brought to you in part by gifts from listeners like you. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 143. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and today we're going to be concluding the book of 1 Corinthians and beginning the book of 1 Kings. Let's begin. First Corinthians chapter 16. With regard to the collection for the saints, please follow the directions that I gave to the churches of Galatia. On the first day of the week, each of you should set aside some income and save it to the extent that God has blessed you, so that a collection will not have to be made when I come. Then, when I arrive, I will send those whom you approve with letters of explanation to carry your gift to Jerusalem. And if it seems advisable that I should go also, they will go with me. But I will come to you after I have gone through Macedonia, for I will be going through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you, or even spend the winter, so that you can send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now in passing, since I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord allows. But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door of opportunity stands wide open for me, but there are also many opponents. So now, if Timothy comes, see that he has nothing to fear among you, for he is doing the Lord's work, as I am too. So then, let no one treat him with contempt, but send him on his way in peace, so that he may come to me, for I am expecting him with the brothers. With regard to our brother Apollos, I strongly encouraged him to visit you with the other brothers, but it was simply not his intention to come now. He will come when he has the opportunity. Stay alert, stand firm in the faith, show courage, be strong. Everything you do should be done in love. Now, brothers and sisters, you know about the household of Stephanas, that as the first converts of Achaia, they devoted themselves to ministry for the saints. I urge you also to submit to people like this, and to everyone who cooperates in the work and labors hard. I was glad about the arrival of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, because they have supplied the fellowship with you that I lacked, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. So then, recognize people like this. The churches in the province of Asia send greetings to you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, with the church that meets in their house. All the brothers and sisters send greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, send this greeting with my own hand. Let anyone who has no love for the Lord be accursed. O Lord, come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. First Kings chapter 1. King David was very old. Even when they covered him with blankets, he could not get warm. His servants advised him, "A young virgin must be found for our master the king to take care of the king's needs and serve as his nurse. She can also sleep with you and keep our master the king warm." So they looked through all Israel for a beautiful young woman and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very beautiful. She became the king's nurse and served him, but the king did not have sexual relations with her. Now Adonijah, son of David and Haggith, was promoting himself, boasting, "I will be king." He managed to acquire chariots and horsemen, as well as 50 men to serve as his royal guard. Now his father had never corrected him by saying, "Why do you do such things?" He was also very handsome and had been born right after Absalom. He collaborated with Joab, son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they supported him. But Zadok the priest, Benaiah son of Jehoiada, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and David's elite warriors did not ally themselves with Adonijah. Adonijah sacrificed sheep, cattle, and fattened steers at the stone of Zoheleth near En-Rogel. He invited all his brothers, the king's sons, as well as all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaiah, the elite warriors, or his brother Solomon. Nathan said to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, "Has it been reported to you that Haggith's son Adonijah has become king behind our master David's back? Now, let me give you some advice as to how you can save your life and your son Solomon's life. Visit King David and say to him, 'My master, O king, did you not solemnly promise your servant, surely your son Solomon will be king after me, he will sit on my throne? So why has Adonijah become king? While you are still there speaking to the king, I will arrive and verify your report.'" So Bathsheba visited the king in his private quarters. The king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was serving the king. Bathsheba bowed down on the floor before the king. The king said, "What do you want?" She replied to him, "My master, you swore an oath to your servant by the Lord your God. Solomon your son will be king after me, and he will sit on my throne. But now look, Adonijah has become king. But you, my master the king, are not even aware of it. He has sacrificed many cattle, steers, and sheep, and has invited all the king's sons, Abiathar the priest, and Joab, the commander of the army, but he has not invited your servant Solomon. Now, my master, O king, all Israel is watching anxiously to see who is named to succeed my master the king on the throne. If a decision is not made, when my master the king is buried with his ancestors, my son Solomon and I will be considered state criminals." Just then, while she was still speaking to the king, Nathan the prophet arrived. The king was told, "Nathan the prophet is here." Nathan entered and bowed down before the king with his face to the floor. Nathan said, "My master, O king, did you announce Adonijah will be king after me? He will sit on my throne? For today he has gone down and sacrificed many cattle, steers, and sheep, and has invited all the king's sons, the army commanders, and Abiathar the priest. At this moment, they are having a feast in his presence, and they have declared, 'Long live King Adonijah!' But he did not invite me, your servant, or Zadok the priest, or Benaiah son of Jehoiada, or your servant Solomon. Has my master the king authorized this without informing your servants who should succeed my master the king on his throne?" King David responded, "Summon Bathsheba." She came and stood before the king. The king swore an oath, "As certainly as the Lord lives, who has rescued me from every danger, I will keep today the oath I swore to you by the Lord God of Israel. Surely Solomon your son will be king after me. He will sit on my place on my throne." Bathsheba bowed down to the king with her face to the floor and said, "May my master, King David, live forever." King David said, "Summon Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah son of Jehoiada." They came before the king, and he told them, "Take your master's servants with you, put my son Solomon on my mule, and lead him down to Gihon. There Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet will anoint him king over Israel. Then blow the trumpet and declare, 'Long live King Solomon!' Then follow him up as he comes and sits on my throne. He will be king in my place. I have decreed that he will be ruler over Israel and Judah." Benaiah son of Jehoiada responded to the king, "So be it. May the Lord God of my master the king confirm it. As the Lord is with my master the king, so may he be with Solomon, and may he make an even greater king than my master King David." So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah son of Jehoiada, the Kerethites, and the Pelethites went down, put Solomon on King David's mule, and led him to Gihon. Zadok the priest took a horn filled with olive oil from the tent and poured it on Solomon. The trumpet was blown, and all the people declared, "Long live King Solomon!" All the people followed him up, playing flutes and celebrating so loudly that they made the ground shake. Now Adonijah and all his guests heard the commotion just as they had finished eating. When Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he asked, "Why is there such a noisy commotion in the city?" As he was still speaking, Jonathan, son of Abiathar the priest, arrived. Adonijah said, "Come in, for an important man like you must be bringing good news." Jonathan replied to Adonijah, "No, our master King David has made Solomon king. The king sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah son of Jehoiada, the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and they put him on the king's mule. Then Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anointed him king in Gihon. They went up from there rejoicing, and the city is in an uproar. That is the sound you hear. Furthermore, Solomon has assumed the royal throne. The king's servants have even come to congratulate our master King David, saying, 'May your God make Solomon more famous than you and make him an even greater king than you.'" Then the king leaned on the bed and said this, "The Lord God of Israel is worthy of praise because today he has placed a successor on my throne and allowed me to see it." All of Adonijah's guests panicked. They jumped up and rushed off in their separate ways. Adonijah feared Solomon, so he got up and went and grabbed hold of the horns of the altar. Solomon was told, "Look, Adonijah fears you. See, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, 'May King Solomon solemnly promise me today that he will not kill his servant with the sword.'" Solomon said, "If he is a loyal subject, not a hair of his head will be harmed, but if he is found to be a traitor, he will die." King Solomon sent men to bring him down from the altar. He came and bowed down to King Solomon, and Solomon told him, "Go home." So today we saw Paul leave the church at Corinth with some final instructions and a blessing. And as we go back to the Old Testament, we see that the intrigue continues with King David and his kingdom. What do you suppose is going to happen with Solomon and Adonijah? Do you think that Adonijah is going to leave it at this? Well, come back and see. Thanks so much for being part of the LifeSpring family as we read through the Bible together. It's great to have you along. Until tomorrow, may God be with you for the rest of your day, and may He bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.